Welcome to the Adventures of Red Knight. For news and updates about the podcast, please visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/Red Knight Stories. Once upon a time, in the faraway Kingdom of Kingdom, there lived a princess and her many knights. All of the knights were strong and brave and bold. But no knight was as strong or brave or bold as...
Red Knight, the greatest knight in all the land.
Chapter 34, Red Knight's Birthday Adventure. It was another sunny afternoon in the magical Kingdom of Kingdom. Green Knight was sitting in his living room, sipping a cup of jasmine tea and reading a book, when his doorbell rang.
Huh, I wonder who that could be. Oh, hello, Pink Knight.
Hey, Green Knight, I got your message and came as soon as I could.
Message? What message?
This message.
Dear Pink Knight, come to my house at 2 o'clock sharp. Signed, Green Knight, the shortest knight in all the land. What the heck?
Are you two just gonna stand there in the door, or are you gonna let us in?
Me!
Purple Knight? Mortimer? What are you doing here?
What do you mean, what are we doing here? You invited us!
No, I didn't.
Then how do you explain this note then, huh?
Me!
Another note? What is going on? Captain Zort, did you do this?
Of course not! Why would I want all of these turkeys sitting on my furniture and eating all my food?
What are you talking about? You don't own anything. You're a squatter.
That means I have squatter's rights.
Oh, brother.
My goodness, Green Knight. I didn't know you had a talking cat.
I'm not a cat.
Oh my gosh, Princess Pearl! You're here too?
Of course. Your note said that it was very important.
That's why Bob here too.
Holy cow!
No, Bob, I don't think Green Knight's house is big enough for a troll.
That okay. Bob, listen that window.
Now what's so important, Green Knight?
I have no idea. I didn't send these letters.
Well then, who did?
Just then, Red Knight leapt out of a closet.
Ha ha, surprise party!
Jeez, Red Knight, you nearly gave me a heart attack!
Why were you hiding in the closet?
And how long were you in there?
Since last night. You left your back door unlocked again, so I took the opportunity to sneak into the closet while you slept.
Why on earth would you spend an entire day stuffed in a closet?
Because it is my birthday, and I am throwing a surprise birthday party, and you are all invited.
A surprise party?
Yes, isn't it exciting? So you wrote all these notes? Of course, I had to get you all here somehow.
You know, normally at a surprise birthday party, it's the birthday boy who gets surprised.
True, but I thought to myself, Red Knight, greatest knight in all the land, it would be much more fun to do the surprising. And so I did, and here we are.
So you're throwing a party? Now? At my house?
Of course not. I would not dream of imposing myself in such a manner.
Oh yeah? Since when?
I have made an appointment this afternoon at... the Death Trap, Gnomesburg's newest and most devious escape room.
What the heck is an escape room?
You and your friends are locked inside of a room, and you have an hour to escape it.
What happens if you don't?
Well, I suppose they let you out in any case. But if you win, you get a fun picture with all your friends.
I mean, isn't this just, like, another day at work for you? You have to escape locked rooms all the time.
I was toying with the idea of actually locking everyone inside some sort of grisly den of atrocious demonic evil, but then decided that the princess probably wouldn't like it very much. Speaking of which, are you ready to escape a room, princess?
I'm so sorry, Red Knight, but I already have plans for this afternoon.
Bob no think he fit in small human room, but thank you for invite.
No can do, Red Knight. Mortimer and I've got a pot of liquid dreams cooking at home. Trust me when I say that nobody here wants that boiling over.
Me!
Well, drat and bother. What about you, Captain Zort?
Well, I thought about it. But being stuck in a room with you for a whole hour sounds about as much fun as taking a bath. Later, dude.
Ooh, I'll go. I think it sounds like fun.
Capital. What about you, Green Knight?
Oh, I guess so. Who knows? It could be fun.
Fantastic. To Gnomesburg and 500 square feet of adventure.
It wasn't long before the three knights found themselves standing in front of a large, ugly building. Its many windows were either broken or boarded up, and its crumbling brick facade was covered in graffiti.
Are you sure this is the place?
Of course! Look, it says death trap right above the door.
It also says condemned by the county health inspector.
I'm sure that this is all just decoration to make it look spookier than it actually is. Come on, let's see if they're ready for us.
Oh, hello there. Welcome to the death trap.
Ooh, goblins! I love it! Excuse me, but we have an appointment under the name of Red Knight, greatest knight in all the land.
Right this way, Mr. Red Knight.
And don't you worry.
This is definitely not an elaborate setup to try and do away with you once and for all.
Oh, of course not. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Isn't it exciting? I'm excited.
I don't know. It seems like every time a goblin shows up, it means we're in for trouble.
That is simply not true. Give me one example of goblins causing mischief.
You mean besides the Great Summer Race?
And Gnome Fest?
And the time we went to dinner with my sister.
Or when we had to relight the sun because they had stolen it?
Didn't they also try to steal the princess's Christmas tree?
And how could you forget their antics in the Marshes of Madness?
Well, besides all of those.
Oh, brother.
Oh, come now. Goblins aren't all bad. Why, they helped us rebuild Green Knight's house, didn't they?
Wait, what?
Nothing. He's just babbling. Don't worry about it.
And besides, it's not really their fault they're so naughty. It's typically due to that pesky, no-good boss of theirs, King Dragon.
Hey there. Welcome to the Death Trap. My name's Ray Dragone, and I'll be your host this evening.
Capital!
This guy looks awfully familiar.
That's because he's King Dragon!
What? No, I'm not, whoever that is. That guy's really handsome and wears a cool crown. Whereas I'm only pretty good looking and wear a top hat.
Oh, okay. Sorry, my mistake.
There, you see, Green Knight, nothing to worry about.
Are you kidding me?
We would like to experience your most dangerous, dastardly, devious, and delightful escape room, please.
Well then, I've got just the thing for you. But you gotta pay first.
Ah, yes, of course.
Aw, shoot. I didn't bring any money!
Not to worry, Pink Knight. It's my treat. Mr. Dragon, do you accept gold bars?
What? Like, a whole bar of gold?
If not, I suppose I have coins in one of these pockets.
No. Gold bars are fine. You're not getting any change, though.
Fair enough. Here you are.
Are you nuts? A whole gold bar? Do you know how much that's worth?
Not to worry, Green Knight. I've got dozens of these things at home collecting dust.
But...
Keep your butts to yourself, Pickle Knight! Now, why don't you all follow me?
Ooh, I'm excited!
All right, everybody get in here! Now, the rules are pretty simple. I'll lock you in this room for an hour. If you're still alive at the end of the hour, I'll let you out and you get your money back. Sound fair?
Very fair.
Wait, what do you mean by alive at the end of it?
You said you wanted the most dangerous, dastardly, and devious room we had, right?
Indeed we do. Do your worst, Mr. Dragon.
Well, all right then. Enjoy your hour. Oh man, what a bunch of chumps.
Well done, sir. Do you think that they suspect anything?
Of course not. My disguise was completely foolproof. They have no idea that I'm actually King Dragon.
Yes, I do. I can hear you through the door.
No, you can't. Be quiet. Now, are you turkeys ready to cook some geese?
Oh, boy. We sure are. We spent all night setting up all the fun traps you wanted.
All right, let's get started.
Well, King Dragon...
I ain't King Dragon. I am Ray Dragone.
Well, Ray Dragone and the goblins made their preparations. The knights were investigating the escape room.
Do you really think that's King Dragon?
Of course he is!
No, I'm not.
And what's more, I'm pretty sure we just paid him to kill us!
Piffle snout! Don't be silly, Green Knight. Everything is fine.
You seem pretty confident.
Of course I am. Why, between Green Knight's brains, your brawn, and my everything, I'm certain that we'll have this puzzle solved in no time.
Puzzle? What puzzle? Have you even noticed that there's nothing in this room? It's completely empty!
Ah, a keen observation, Green Knight. No doubt that's all part of the mystery, yes?
Oh, brother.
Suddenly, the room began to shake, and then the walls came crashing in, moving to crush the knights. Fortunately for Red Knight and Green Knight, Pink Knight was there. She held out her arms and stopped the walls dead in their tracks.
Holy cow!
Woo! That was a close one, huh?
We almost got flattened into pancakes!
Ooh, good gracious, how exciting!
How can you be so excited about this?
What's not to be excited about? Who knows what's going to happen next? I thought that we were going to be scraping this room for clues. But instead, we are locked inside of a mysterious death trap.
I mean, isn't this place called? The Death Trap?
I just thought it was a fun name!
Hey, boss, the squishy slammy trap didn't work at all!
Not to worry, boys! We've got plenty of surprises left!
We can still hear you, you know!
No, you can't! All right, you lazy goblins, phase two!
Ooh, phase two! What do you think phase two is?
Can you please not be so giddy about this?
Do you think that it involves sharks? I bet that there are sharks.
Just then, the floor began to rattle and shake. A trapdoor opened up underneath the knights. They leapt to safety just in the nick of time. Below them was a pool of black, frigid water, within which swam...
Oh my gosh, sharks!
I knew it! This is the best birthday ever!
Stop wishing for things!
Oh, they're so cute!
No, they are not!
What do you think will happen next?
Gosh, I don't know!
Oh man, I thought that the sharks would get them for sure! All right, it's time for the big guns! Initiate plan three!
Oh boy!
Plan three? I love this plan!
But plan three wasn't any more successful than plan two.
Ah, not bees again!
Neither was plan four.
Oh, lasers! Cool!
Plan five.
Ooh, flamethrowers! How fun!
Plan six.
Do you think these cupcakes are poisoned?
Of course they are!
Plan seven.
Seriously, what's with all the bees?
Or plan eight.
Oh my gosh, bombs!
Throw them into the water with the sharks.
Oh, are you kidding me with this? How are they still alive?
Beats me.
Me too.
I thought that plan six would have worked for sure.
Were we not supposed to eat those cupcakes?
Hey, boss, we don't want to upset you,
but their hour is up.
So what? You don't think we're actually going to let them out of that room, do you?
Boss, you might want to back away from the door.
What? Why? Ah, yes, very good.
Whew. Thank you, Pink Knight.
No problem!
What do you turkeys think you're doing?
Well, we thought about it and decided that the answer to the riddle of the death trap was to simply leave. We have survived your worst, Mr. Dragon. I will be taking back that bar of gold now, if you please.
You ain't getting diddly squat from me, and you ain't leaving neither.
What on earth are you talking about, Mr. Dragon? Or may I call you Ray?
My name ain't Ray Dragon. It's King Dragon!
Good gracious!
Oh my gosh, who knew?
I've been telling you this for an hour!
How are we supposed to know?
He hid his crown beneath that snazzy top hat!
Oh, brother.
That's right! I'm King Dragon, and I say that none of you are leaving this building alive!
You think so, huh?
I don't think so, I know so! You're outnumbered, you're outclassed, and you're outcrowned!
That doesn't make any sense!
You don't make any sense!
If you think that we're just going to stand here and let you kill us, you've got another think coming!
Wrong again! I ain't got no more things coming! I am totally thinkless!
That made even less sense!
Is he having a stroke?
You be quiet! Alright, you lazy goblins, it's time for plan nine!
Which one was plan nine again? Was that the one with the tank, or is it the one with the squid? I thought it was the one with the water balloons filled with glitter. Glue.
No! Run up and grab him!
Oh! Right you are, boss! Let's get him!
Aha! The perfect capstone to an excellent event! To arms, friends! Let us battle these fiends together!
Woohoo! Let's do it!
Can't we just leave?
Woo!
You and your minions have been vanquished, King Dragon!
Nicely done, Mr. Red Knight! What a fun fight! We should do it again soon! I love losing!
I have the worst minions!
Do you surrender?
No way! King Dragon never surrenders!
Very well then! Pink Knight, if you would do the honors.
Sure thing! Hi-ya!
Uh-oh. It looks like the pretty lady threw King Dragon out the window again. Oh, boy, he's gonna be grumpy. Goodbye, Mr. Red Knight. Goodbye, pretty lady. Goodbye, green guy. We'll see you all again soon.
Unfortunately, that is probably true.
Well, I don't know about you two, but I had a simply splendid time this afternoon. Thank you for making my birthday such a smashing success.
Of course, Red Knight. I had fun, too!
Why don't we head back to the castle and get some dinner? All of this almost dying has made me pretty hungry.
A capital idea, Green Knight! To the castle with all haste!
It wasn't long before the three knights arrived at the castle of Princess Pearl. They marched across the courtyard and opened the door to the dining hall.
Surprise!
Happy birthday, Red! Red Knight?
Good gracious, I had no idea!
That was the idea!
I was racking my brain trying to come up with a way to keep you away from the castle all afternoon. Your escape room plan provided the perfect opportunity.
So, in a way, I was responsible for my surprise party after all! How very clever of me!
Oh, brother.
Me!
What Mortimer said! Blow out those candles and let's have some cake!
And so, Red Knight enjoyed the rest of his birthday surrounded by his very best friends. They all ate big plates of spaghetti, drank fruit punch, and finished it all off with large slices of strawberry cake.
Ah, what a fantastic birthday for Red Knight, the greatest knight in all the land!
The end. Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Red Knight. If you'd like to learn more about our podcast, please visit us online at redknightstories.com. To support our podcast directly and gain access to bonus content, please visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/redknightstories. We'll see you next time.